You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Should Hatzalah employ Gentiles to minimize Chil Shabbos? Last week we gave an introduction to the sugya, and tonight we will, God willing, not arrive at a conclusion, but we'll go through the sugya. Last week we spoke about all the Rishonim's opinions about should a guy be employed for Pikuach Nefesh. And next week we'll talk about Rav Moshe Feinstein's at least four different tshuvas, if not more, where Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses the issue specifically regarding Hatzalah in New York City. But tonight we're going to do the middle ground between the Rishonim on one hand and Rav Moshe Feinstein on the other hand. We're going to talk about the Shulchan Aruch, what leads up to the Shulchan Aruch, and what comes after the Shulchan Aruch. That's going to be our discussion. So to appreciate the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, we're going to have to go to a story that happened in the approximately the 1200s, maybe the 1300s, that question was asked by the Trumas Hadeshim. Interesting, we always love the Trumas Hadeshim because the Mesorah is that he wrote his own Shilas. He wrote the Shilas to himself, and therefore often we can learn from the Shilas, not just from his Tshuva, because sometimes you could have dodo heads asking questions and Talmid Chacham giving answers. Here you have the Trumas Hadeshim himself asking the question. Although there are some scholars, I think, who argue otherwise, that they were just shots that were asked to him, or they're just
less validity if it's not factual psak.
Right. That also, some argue, on one hand, it's better because you can appreciate, you can learn from the question. Yeah. Others say that he didn't have the siyata d'shmaya because he wasn't answering Aliba de Hilchasa. Let's see the question that he deals with, which will be part of the basis to understand the position of the Mechaber, of the Ramah, when it comes to having a guy do Chil Shabbos. So the question that he asked, and there's going to be some fascinating historical information in this tshuva, is what happens if there's a fire on Shabbos? Is a Jew allowed to put out the fire? So of course, we know that one of the 39 malachas is Mechabeh. You can't put out a fire on Shabbos. It happens to be, and this is not really important for this tshuva, that since when you put out a fire, it's not for a positive purpose. What I mean to say is that it's just to minimize destruction. It's not because you want the charred embers and you need the fire out so you can have the charred embers. It's that you just don't want the fire here. So it's only going to be Malach HaShem Tzrich L'Guf, and only Nisidur Abanan. But leaving that aside, because that's not really going to be what the Tshuva is going to deal with, let's see what the Trumas Hadeshin suggests. Says the Trumas Hadeshin, source number 1, and the reason why I apologize, the pages are 4 through 7, is because last week's were numbered 1, 2, 3. Wow. And this is a
continuation,
because you don't have to know last week's shiur to appreciate tonight, but it is the same sugya, and anything that we need to know for tonight that was mentioned last week, I will mention. Says the Trumas Hadeshin that it depends. Look at the end of the first line. Bizman hazeh afilu bo alis kemamon mechalim alem es haShabbos. If there is an attack and Goyim attack the Jewish people, even if it's not to kill us, it's just to take our money, we're allowed to be mechal haShabbos. Look why. V'chein mutar lechabos hasadleika, which says the Arzarua, he quotes the Arzarua, that you're allowed to extinguish a fire on Shabbos. Mepneisha anudarim bein hanachrim v'sholulim v'hargin. Since we live among Gentile lands, and they might steal, and they might kill in certain instances, because of that, it's permitted to put out a fire on Shabbos. We have to understand what that means. We're going to have a very creative explanation in just a moment. Continues the Trumas Hadeshin, quoting another Arizuro elsewhere. Afil b'safik sakana, even if you're not sure if it's actually going to lead to a sakana, may or may not, Gedola Yisrael Mechames Hadleika, the rabbi himself, the Talmud Chachamim, they themselves should be the ones in Lawrence Cedar Hurst Fire Department. Look at the next 5 words, Rabbi Osai. V'af al pi she'efshar lechavos al yedei nachri. Even though we could hire a guy to work for Lawrence Cedar Hurst Fire Department on Shabbos. Even though some of the members of Lawrence Cedar Hurst Fire Department are goyim on Shabbos. And therefore they could take the Shabbos calls. Says the Shemes Hadeshin, quoting the Orzeru, one of the early Rishonim in Ashkenaz, let it be the Jew, not just the Jew, the Gadol Yisrael, and we'll look why. Echad me'agdolim, we'll give us a few minutes and we'll get into it and we'll take questions. Echad me'agdolim, next paragraph, Darsh Barabim, one of the Gadolim gave shir in public from the pulpit, Shemut al-Chavos Hadleika b'Shabbos is Man Hazeh, and he explained that the reason why he let everybody know that he darshan so in public, Shlo Yehinikra Pasheh b'Nefashas. Kedah Amar quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, anybody who's asked, we mentioned this last week, anybody who's asked is called, is two girsas. Either it's called the meguna, distasteful, or other opinions called this a shafech damim, hashol shafech damim, which the Yerushalmis explained to me that if a rabbi doesn't make clear to his congregation that you're allowed to be mechalel Shabbos, then it's on the rabbi's shoulders if anything happens, because his mispalim had to come and ask him a shaila about something that could be pikuach nefesh. But wait a second. What's the pikuach nefesh here? We're not talking about a murder, and if it's a real pikuach nefesh, so of course he could be mechal Shabbos. Obviously, we're not talking about a case that is clear and present in mechal Shabbos, but let's see the following incredible historical fact. Says the Truma Sadech, you know what? I heard that there are some people, some Rabbanim suggest, when are you allowed? It depends what kind of fire. If it's a fire that comes from a Jew's house, a Jewish person wasn't careful with their Shabbos lecht, a Jewish person wasn't careful with their Chanukah lecht, chas v'shal, rachmanu litzlan, and a fire starts, then you're allowed to put it out. But if the goyim weren't careful with the lights under the Christmas tree, then you're not allowed to put it out. What's the difference? Listen to what they say. What's the kind of nefesh that we're talking about? Apparently, there was a custom in, I guess this is the medieval time period in Europe, that when a fire would start in somebody's house, you know what they would do? If it starts in your house and you're the cause of the fire in the town, you know what they would do with you? Throw you right into that fire. So therefore, let's think. If the fire started in a Jew's house, you better put it out. Why? Because what are they going to do? They're going to kill the Jew. If the fire started in a non-Jew's house, so that we're not protecting a Jewish neshama in that regard. So therefore, there's a chiluk. It's not across the board that you do put out a fire. It's not across the board that you don't put out a fire. It depends where the fire started. If the fire came from Chanukah candles or Shabbos candles, chas v'shalom, then you would put it out on Shabbos yourself. A Jew, don't wait for the guy. The Jew will take the call. Says the Truma Sadech, in fabulous thinking, but that's absolutely wrong. In source number, that was source number two. Source number three, that's continuing in the Trumas Hadashan. Amnon Nira Dumiloshan Hagos Ba'ashri, the Hagos Ba'ashri, who quoted the Arzura, says, no. He says the concern is that Mipnei Shem Sholalim V'horgim Mashman, he's going to explain himself. Ayedei Chatifas Hamamon Yavali De Hariga. What happens when there's a fire in town? What happens when there is bedlam? What happens when there is, you know,
looting.
There's looting. Yeah. And what happens when there's looting?
Killing.
If once there's looting, then you want to loot, and the guy says, no, don't loot, and you stand in his way, then the progression could lead, God forbid, to killing also. And therefore, in the concern that because of the loot, because of fire, there's looting, and looting leads to killing, because of that, any Jew in all circumstances has the right to put out a fire. Okay. That's what the Truma Sadeshin holds, and therefore the Truma Sadeshin paskins, halacha lemaisa, if there's a fire bizman hazeh, where we are worried that things can happen, one thing could lead to another, and of course the guy could also be assumed that you didn't put out a fire, you should have, you could have. Although the Truma Sadeshin doesn't mention that svara, but that's the chasam sofer. It sounds from Truma Sadeshin that if there's a fire, who should put it out? Not the guy, the Jew himself, the Gadol b'Yisrael, should be the one putting out the fire if there's a fire. Bizman hazeh. Now, that's one point of information. Let's file that away, because now we're not going to be speaking about putting out fires anymore. We're now going to get into a different topic, and only then we'll get to the Shulchan Aruch. The Rashba that we're about to see raises a very fundamental question that applies to how Hatzalah has to operate on Shabbos. And this is a detail that is really the basis for all the shiurim that Hatzalah has to offer when it comes to how to operate Hatzalah effectively on Shabbos. It's based on this Rashba. The Rashba has asked a question that has nothing to do with anything that you would think being Nogei L'maisa, but his conclusion is exceedingly Nogei L'maisa. The question that he's asked is the following. Let's say you have a cholah who needs to have fleish. There are a lot of people like that. I know a lot of people who need fleish. Especially after the 9 days, the amount of necessity that Jews have, it's sort of like after Pesach you have to have pizza, so after the 9 days you have to have fleish. So a Jew is a chol shiyesh basakana, and he needs meat. There are two options on Shabbos. There is meat from the McDonald's is open. You can get meat from McDonald's because they're open on Shabbos. If you want kosher meat, you're going to have to shecht it. So what's better, to eat nevela or to shecht a behema on Shabbos. What's the question really asking? The question really is asking, when we say that you're not allowed to, that you have pikuach nefesh, so of course you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos or pikuach nefesh. But is it better to be mechal Shabbos because I have a heter of pikuach nefesh? Or is it better to not have to get into the shiloh of pikuach nefesh because I have non-kosher food in front of me that doesn't require shchita? In fact, eating non-kosher food is only a lav, as opposed to shchita, which would be chiyuv skila. What is this question really asking? Says the Rashba, this question of whether you should just eat the non-kosher meat, the McDonald's meat, or you should shecht on Shabbos for this cholesh yesh basakana, says the tshuva in source number 4, hakol toli b'machlokas im no ma Shabbos techuya o sha no ma Shabbos hutra itzlechola. This is the big question. This is the million-dollar question. When we say that for Shabbos, I'm sorry, for cholesh yesh basakana, God forbid, somebody has chest pains. Somebody has a is bleeding terribly. So we know that you're allowed to save the person. We know that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. But how are you going to be mechal Shabbos? Is it that today is like Tuesday, that once somebody's determined to be a cholesh yesh basakana, there's no Shabbos today? It's Tuesday. Anything and everything, the way you do it on Tuesday, you do it today, because today's not Shabbos. It's hutra. Shabbos was pikuach nefesh, makes Shabbos permitted entirely. It's mutter. Or do we say, no, Shabbos is here, it's Shabbos today. It happens to be whatever you need to do and you absolutely must do to save a life is docha the Yisur Shabbos. It's techuya. Picture, you know, they have those, when we were little, we had these toys that you could, like a punching bag. Not a punching bag that hung down from the ceiling, but a punching bag was made out of like a big, an inflatable. On the bottom was a base that you filled with sand or with water, and you punched it and it sort of bent down and popped back up, bent down and popped back up. Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay. So, what's pshat? Is Shabbos that there's no punching bag there? Or there's a punching bag, but you're allowed to knock it over whenever you need to? What's the difference? Whenever you don't need to, for example, you could break Shabbos with a shinui, you could break Shabbos by minimize. Do you have to minimize it? Should you use a guy, for example? That will be the question. Do you have to minimize your violations? Let's see. If we say, let's just speak out the two sides of the coin. If we say that Shabbos is hutra, so today is, there's a cholesh yesh basakana who needs meat. Today's, on the calendar it says Saturday, but I know that we treat it like Tuesday. So what are you going to do? Why should you eat non-kosher meat? He's a cholesh yesh basakana. It's not Shabbos today because it's hutra, so shech the animal. On the other hand, says the Rashba, if we hold that Shabbos is not hutra, but Shabbos is dechuya, so today is Shabbos. Whatever you need to violate to save a life, you're permitted to do so. But here, if you have McDonald's meat next to you, if you have nevela next to you, you don't have to be mechal Shabbos, because you have that nevela there, and nevela is even less than chil Shabbos. So you should eat the nevela.
Would it be easier to get the tray for meat than it would be to go shecht an animal?
Equally difficult, or equally easy. It's a question, nothing in terms of time, nothing in terms of ease, just a question of halakhic preference. So how do we paskin?
Even though it's Tuesday, if the person is eating, if the kola is eating the vela, he is the only one who's involved with the avela. Whereas if you have to shecht an animal, there is no avail, but the act, the ma'isa, is being done by
someone. Asking a great question. You're asking a question that's not tonight's shiur. Your question is it who should be doing, if chil Shabbos needs to be done to save a life, of course it's going to be done. Is it better to be done by the chola or by other people?
It really
doesn't make a difference. Even on Shabbos, even if we hold the chuli, I don't think it makes a difference. Shabbos has, in fact, and we'll see in a moment, and we saw last week, the Gemara that we spoke about last week, Afilah Degdola Yisrael, which we're going to explain more soon. The Gemara says explicitly that the preferable person to be Mechal Shabbos is Bedavka, not the guy, not even the Kata, not the Isha, but the Gadol Yisrael. Whatever that means, we spoke. What? More than that. Yeah, we're not going to talk about that now.
Nevela, he's not in the parsha. Nevela is not a food. Like, you have dog food. He doesn't have dog food.
No, Nevela's not. Nevela is
I know what's
McDonald's. McDonald's is Nevela.
I know, but why should you feed by a dime Nevela?
Because he needs meat. It's better
than... But it's not food for him. It's not...
What do you mean? McDonald's isn't food? not there are billion people.
You don't tell them.
That's a different question. The doctor says you need meat.
Cheeseburger.
Go to McDonald's and get yourself. Sit down and make yourself.
Why would you tell the cholo that he didn't trape?
It depends. He knows. The doctor says he asked. The rabbi says he could.
I know, but you don't have to tell him.
Okay, that's also fine. We'll see in a moment. We'll see what the Shulchan Aruch in a minute. But let's see what the Rashba says. I underlined in the source number 4. V'kimedum, it appears to me, Shehalacha command to Amar, the one that we pass like is Shabbos d'chuyehi v'lo hutra. It is Shabbos today. It's not Tuesday today. It is Shabbos. And therefore, how am I allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? Only in a way to whatever I need to do. It's not that I could just, it's not a free for all. Whatever is absolutely necessary to do in order to save the life, I could do. Anything more than that, and as minimizing the violations is what I have to do. That's what the Rashba paskins. We'll see how we paskin in a minute. But you know what? The Rashba finishes with something very funny. He says, even though we hold dechuya, which means that you do have to do shinuyim when you make when you do a malacha. So what would be a shinui? How do you turn on a car b'shinui?
Your left hand.
Two hands? Okay, your left hand maybe. Maybe you turn it on with two hands, with your teeth. That'll probably be a little bit of a time delay. So we're not talking about a time delay. We're talking about something that could be equally as fast, but with a shinui. Instead of turning your key with your right hand, you turn your key with both hands.
What or you
turn
your key.
What? Mm-hmm. If you have a bun, so you. Thank you, correct. If you bun, it's even easier. Like I talked about the story about the elevator. You press the bun with your knuckle.
That's a knuckle.
That's a shinui, at least according to some. Yes, you press. That's the easiest way to do a shinui. It takes just as fast, and you use a knuckle instead of your fingertip.
Or an elbow.
An elbow, same thing. Now, even though you do have to do a shinui, but look what the Rashba says at the end. He says, let's say there's no nevela available. So what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to shecht. Well, who should shecht? I might say, if we hold dechuya, I think I know who should shecht. The guy should shecht, right? If you have a guy and the Yisrael is omer al gabav, is that shechita kasher? I think that might be shechita's kasher.
Is it?
It's machlok is Rosh and Rambam, I think.
A guy knows how to shecht.
You'll stand right on top of him. You'll stand right on top of him. You'll be right on top of him. So who should do the shechita? A katan. Gemara says explicitly a katan could do shechita if a god does omer al gabav. An isha maybe that doesn't help because she's mitzvah and Shabbos just the same. So I would say maybe if it's dechuya, maybe I should have a katan do the shechita. A guy, if it works, maybe should do the, according to the Rambam. It doesn't work. So should somebody else do the shechita? If I need the meat, there's no other meat. There is no McDonald's here. Says the Rashba, even though I'm going to say that you have to do shinuyim, however, lo amrina legoy l'shchot, kamen d'shiyu d'chuya etzlo. You're not going to say, don't worry about that, you're not going to say that the goy should shecht, and then he brings a proof from where? From the Gemara that we just mentioned, that we learned last week. Because the Gemara teaches us, Enos in Dvarim Halal, lo yade goyim, lo yade ktanim, el yade gdol Yisrael. If a malacha needs to be done, it's an explicit Gemara, no questions asked, that it should be done by a Jew. What's the conclusion? The conclusion of the Rashba is 2 points, and they almost seem to be contradictory, but the Rashba passes both of them. Shabbos is dechuya, therefore you must use shinuyim when you have mechal Shabbos. However, once regular Chilul Shabbos will have to occur, and you have to do whatever has to be done, who should be doing it? Specifically, the Gadol should be Israel, and not a child, and not a guy.
Why?
Now, that was the background, now we're ready to see the Shulchan Aruch.
And why? Is it because we're concerned that next time around they won't know, they'll think you only need a guy? The only way to do it is with a guy, if you have a guy.
That we spoke about last week, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes. Let's learn the Shulchan Aruch together. How do we paskin in this very important Shaila and Hilchas Shabbos? Should we use a guy? Should we not use a guy? Paskins the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Beis on the bottom. Kishemechalin Shabbos al Chol Shiesh Po Sakana Mishtadlin Shelola Asos al Yidei Eino Yehudi Uktanim Vinoshim. Obviously, these are different because Gdolim, I'm sorry, because Eino Yehudi and Ktanim are not obligated to mitzvahs, Nashim are obligated to mitzvahs. But we're worried, like you mentioned, that if we tell the Nashim to do it, maybe they will be, maybe they're not as quick to respond. So we have a Shulchan Aruch. People think, oh, it's political, it's not political, it's a Shulchan Aruch, right? I'm not saying anything that has to do with Pesach. I just pointed out here, it's obviously talking about two concerns. Either Nashim is a problem because they might not be as quick to react, they might not be as fast in the way they move. So that's why, that's one reason why it shouldn't be Nashim. Second reason is because if we go out of our way, this we mentioned last week, if we go out of our way to try to get the women to do it, what are people going to think, including the women? There's something not right here. That's why he's asking me to do it.
Right.
That's what she's going to say. And therefore, she's not going to realize that you are allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos. So therefore, we don't want her to specifically ask her, because we don't want her to think that you're talking not allowed. To the contrary, you are allowed. How can you demonstrate that most? Ella concludes the Shulchan Aruch, Ella Yidei Yisraelim, Gedolim, U'Bnei Das. Bnei Das is how the Shulchan Aruch is teaching the word Gedolim. There are three re-teaches of the word Gedolim. The Gemara says, you should be Mechal Shabbos Yidei Gedolim. One means, Tamidei Chachamim. Is that what the Shulchan Aruch is paskening?
No.
Rabbi Bolzim says no. I agree with Rabbi Bolzim. There are two other possibilities. Gedolim could be an adult as opposed to a child.
Or leaders.
What I think that he really means, as Rabbi Bolzim realizes, Bnei Das means somebody who's not... It means, of course, bar mitzvah, but it's more than that. It's the fact that they have the Das to realize that you're allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos. As opposed to the Nashim. They might not realize that... or who might make a mistake and think, I'm not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, or the way we said last week, the Nashim. Might think, an uneducated person, or children might think, oh, if I'm allowed to call Hatzalah, I'm also allowed to call...
My friend.
So therefore, you need a Ben Das, who's going to realize, no, we're doing Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore, it's permitted only because it's Pikuach Nefesh, not because you're just allowed to make phone calls and drive when you want to drive on Shabbos. Rabosai, that's the Shulchan Aruch's Pesach. So what do we see from the Shulchan Aruch? Who should be Mechal Shabbos? How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? The Jew should be Mechal Shabbos, correct. However, we are Ashkenazim and we don't go with the Shulchan Aruch. Turn the page, Rabosai, page 5. And let's see what the Ramah says. I want to just, before we get into the Halacha Lemaisa, I want to make two points. First of all, this is not a forum for Pesach. We're learning a sugya together. Second of all, we're not even going to get to the end of the sugya tonight. Third of all, whenever we talk about choosing one thing over another thing, one person over another person, we always have to keep in mind that that's always assuming there's not going to be a delay or a lowering of the level of treatment, a delay in the treatment. We're always assuming that all other things are equal. Equal treatment, equal speed. Question is, who should we ask? With that in mind, let's look at the Rama. Says the Rama, V'yesh Omrim, D'im efshar la'asos below dichli, if you could get what has to be done without a delay, u'blo ichor, al yedei shinui, os al yedei shinui, you should do a shinui. Where did he get that from? He got that from the Rashba. The Rashba holds that, Shabbos is dechuya, and this is the Psak, and this is indeed how Hatzalah is taught to operate on Shabbos. Whenever there will not be a delay, and you could do that malacha that has to be violated with a shinoi, you should. Of course, that doesn't mean to drive with your left foot, because that's going to cause a delay if you even make it to the call. So of course you're not going to do anything that puts somebody at risk or causes a delay, but if it's something like what you asked, pushing the button, the ignition button, so instead of pushing it with your right pointer finger like you always do, push it with your left pinky, like you never do. Equal time, no difficulty. Says the Rashba, that's dechuya, and that's how you have to, according to the Ramah, not the Shulchan Aruch maybe, but according to the Ramah, you have to do with the shinui. Okay, but that's not really the topic of our shir tonight. Look at the next line on both sides. V'im efshar la'asos al yedei eino yehudi, below ichor klal, osin al yedei eino yehudi. If you could do the violation with a guy, you should do it with a guy.
If there's no delay.
He's a race car driver.
If there's no delay, then you should have the guy. Rabosai, we learned the Rashba about 2 minutes ago. Do you remember what the Rashba said? The Rashba says you should use a shinui, but if malacha has to be done, who should do the malacha?
Sure.
The Yisrael should do the malacha.
Right.
What's this saying?
The guy.
He's saying just like you should do a shinoi because it's dechulia, so too you should do
a goy.
According to the Ramara Bosai, should Hatzalah have a guy driving? The answer is a resounding yes. That's the psak of the Ramah. The Ramah says that the one who should be doing the driving, what I mean by that, that doesn't mean, of course, that he's referring to the Rishonim who say that if you're going to look for a guy, chas v'shalom.
No delay.
You can't look for a guy. If there's a guy on staff, you should use the guy. If there's a guy in the garage, sitting in the ambulance, sitting in the car, you should use the guy. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch.
Baltimore.
But
hold on.
For going or coming back?
I'm not talking about coming back. Coming back is a whole different sugya.
That's a different.
Coming back is a whole different sugya. Yeah. That's nothing to do with our shiur tonight. Yeah. We're talking about going to an emergency.
Yeah, Baltimore does it going.
Okay, could be. Two more words right after the underlined line. Two terrifying words. V'chein nohagim. Not only Rabbosai is the Ramah quoting this as an opinion, the Ramah is saying that this is Minhag Ashkenaz. Minhag Ashkenaz is that not only should you do your Chil Shas with a Shinui, because it's Techuya, but the same Techuya that requires you to use a Shinui requires you to employ, and I shouldn't say requires you to employ, but if there's a guy present and available, then the guy should be used. Wow. Unless, of course, you're worried, Aval, b'makom d'yishlocha sheis atzel ha'inu Yehudi. Of course, the Ramah is not a dodo head. The Ramah is very smart. He realizes the story, as Tosus points out on the Gemara. Of course, if somebody is going to, if using the guy will slow the process, then, of course, then you should not use the guy, and God forbid, slow the process.
Why did Ramah, you should hire a guy to do the work and not solo?
So he didn't say that you have to hire a guy, but if a guy would be there, that would be preferable.
Well, the two things.
You should be able to hire them
a chatilo. If you have the money, that's what
that.
It sounds like. What?
There are two things. Number one, do we assume that a guy will drive as fast?
Yes, the answer
is yes. That's a good discussion. We'll talk more about that next week.
Why would not he drive as fast?
That we'll talk about next week.
Is there a differentiation between doing
Malachas
Daras or the
Rabbah? You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Let's all assume there's no delay. There's no delay.
The postcom and this look, you don't talk about that. In Svara, it makes sense because Malachas Darabanan, even a Jew is allowed to do, even for Chola She'ein Bosakana, in certain situations, without getting into that, but that differentiation is not mentioned anywhere in the literature of differentiating between Darais and Darabat is not mentioned anywhere in the literature of the sugya of who should do the malacha.
And
it might be true though, but it's not discussed.
Yeah. And there's a separate concern with Hatzalah, and that is that we're not very anxious to have the Einu Yehudi be aware of the inner workings of Hatzalah.
That we're going to talk about next week. That'll be for next week.
That was probably why Rav Moshe took a different era.
That we're going to talk about Rav Moshe next week. Next week is going to be dedicated to Rav Moshe Feinstein and New York City Hatzalah. Rabosai, we have a Ramah. We're Ashkenazim. The Ramah says, if you have to do Malacha, if it's not going to cause a delay, just like you're going to do a Shinui, so too you're going to use a Guy. Do we pass like this, Ramah? Well, let's look at the Prima Gadim's Klalei HaPsak. It's not a Prima Gadim on this. There's a Prima Gadim in the beginning of Arachayim where he tells you Klalei HaPsak. What happens when you have a Yesh Omrim in a Ramah? That's what we have. We have a Mechaber said, do Jews, right? The Shulchan Aruch said in the previous line, Jews, Gedolim be Israel. Comes Ramah and says, Yesh Omrim, you should use a guy. Says the Prima Gadim, Kishakosev HaRav, when the Ramah says, V'Yesh Omrim, Velo kasav, and he doesn't add the two words v'chein nohagim. If he just says yesh omrim, but he doesn't say v'chein nohagim, that's he's bringing another opinion. But really, he still agrees to the Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
But what do we have here? Here he says v'chein nohagim. He says those two extra words. I mean, clearly here the Ramah. What?
He says first yesh omrim.
Right, and then what does he say after that? And after that, he says v'chein nohagim. Right, exactly. So here, what we clearly see from the Prima Gadim that the Ramah, we see the Ramah's position by him bringing the Yesh Omrim and saying V'chein Nohagim, that's Ramah's way of saying, this is how I paskin. Not just, you should know that's a minhag Ashkenaz, this is the right psak. Okay, let's move on. The Chai Adam,
for the
Gdolei
Yepos. The last part of the Ramah, Avopamokam D'Yesh Lachashi, is there, Is the guy going to move with the same?
Okay, we'll have to do a study.
We'll talk about that next week.
That was going to be next week. They're talking about that next week. You're saying that, that Jews are faster drivers even during the week.
If you hire a guy and pay him, put him on the salary, he's going to do it right. But there may be other reasons why you.
We'll talk about those things next week.
For that same reason, then, if during the week you have an ambulance service, and are you only going to hire Jewish drivers because for a Jewish patient they'll be faster?
That's the same question. Okay, but that's going to be next week. Let's see how the poskim go. You know, let's look at the Achronim. Do we pass like this Ramah? Do we not pass like this Ramah? The Ramah we saw is a little bit funny. It's not like the Rashba. Let's see the Chayyadam. Chayyadam in Klal Samaches, if Beis Kishimachal and Shabbos al Chola Sheish Basakon, source number 9. Of course, you have to not delay it. If you could do a shinui without delaying, oh, underlined, al yedei nachri, osin. Uh-oh. The Chai Adam also is paskening along the same lines as the Ramah, that if there's no delay, just like you're going to be using a shinui to minimize malacha, so too you have to be mechal Shabbos with a guy to minimize malacha. Of course, if you're worried he's going to delay, then that's a different story.
He doesn't say both, he says either one.
No, he means...
He says oh.
It means if you could minimize it this way or you can minimize it that way, take advantage of that opportunity to minimize. Okay, right. Rabosai, we finished the first half of the shir. And that's the chumrah of the Ramah, that a Hatzalah must, if there's a guy in the garage, the guy should be doing the driving. Now we're going to get to the second half of the shir, and all of the excitement begins with the following Taz. This Taz is championed by many Achronim. This Taz is very strong in his arguments, and this Taz is going to take the Ramah, and we have to say this delicately, and really put the Ramah in his place. You know, I have to be careful talking about the Ramah. But look what the Ramah Taz says. V'yesh Omrim, look at the Taz. On the Ramah that we just learned, right? There, you saw that little hey at the beginning of the Ramah on top of the page. This is the Taz hey on that Ramah. V'yesh Omrim, v'linira davrezet tema. How in the world could the Ramah say that you have to use a guy? I'll say it outside, then we can look at it inside.
Is he also talking about shinui?
He's not going to talk about shinui, no. He's going to agree to shinui.
What?
But he's going to agree that you should do a shinui. He's only going to talk about the fact that the Ramah is saying you should use a guy. Last week we learned a Ran. Let me tell you what the Ran holds. The Ran holds, there are different reasons why the Gemara says. We saw the Gemara tell us that when you're Mechal Shabbos, you should not use a guy, you should not use a katan, you should use Gadol Shabbi Yisrael. And there was Machlokas Rishonim why. One opinion there was Tosus, because we're worried that a guy or a child will be misatzel. They will not have that fire burning in them, that passion burning within them to save a Yiddish neshama. And they will be lackadaisical or not sufficiently as on fire as a Yid will be. That's Tosus' opinion. The Rans is a different svar, which we mentioned last week. And that's what we have to see. That's where the Taz is going to go. The Ran says something different. The Ran says that what happens if right now you look for a guy? If right now you look for a guy, what's going to happen? And there's a guy right here, so you'll take the guy. Well, if you take the guy now, what's going to happen next week? People will think that you need to use a guy. It's preferable to use a guy. And they're going to start looking around for a guy. And then next week there might be a delay. And next week the guy with the chest pains is going to get treated 3 minutes later because they were looking for a guy. So therefore, says the Ran, the reason why you should always use a Gadol Shabbi Yisrael, no, the Ran, in the last week, and that's going to be quoted here by this Taz. The Ran last week told us that the reason why violating Shabbos to save a life should be done by Yisrael is because if you use a guy this week, even though if there's no time delay, the guy is sitting in front of you. He's in the garage. He's sitting in the driver's seat. Don't use him. Why? Because somebody next week will think you need to use a guy.
Look for him.
And next week you're going to look for him and there will be a time delay next week. And therefore, what do we call that in Hebrew? Al Shem Sofo. Or Machshilam La'asid Lavo. I mean, even though there's no reason now to use the guy, but since it could cause a problem in the future, therefore we're going to be matir right now to allow the Yisrael to do it, because there might be a concern for Chilul Shabbos next week or next month. Let's see that inside. V'linir davar zeh tema, I underline tema. Tchihechi, just like Yesh Isur La'atzel Sa'idei Akum, Im Yesh Lacha She'is Atzel, just like the Ramah himself said that if he's going to be lazy, of course you're not going to use the Eino Yehudi. Hachanami, second line, Yesh Shash, Shema Atamach Shilom La'asid. Maybe you'll cause problems in the future. Im Yirush Enos Raka Yidei Akum, if you see that they're careful to only use Goyim, what are they going to think? Yisbru, they're going to think Shish Israel Yidei Yisrael. And what might happen? V'lifa amim lo yu'akum matzui. V'ayideze yistakin, they'll be in danger next week. Rabbi Balzam. If it's true that Baltimore does this, you know what I'm worried about? All the kids see who's driving the Hatzalah ambulances. Goyim. What are the kids educated to see? Educated to think? You can't really be Mechal Shabbos. You have to find a guy.
Yeah.
And God forbid, if Chil Shabbos is going to be necessary.
Between hiring a guy for a driver, he's on the staff. You're not picking any guy. You're picking one guy who's paid.
Why'd they pick the guy? What are the little kids going to think? Why are they picking the guy?
Well, teach the little
kids. You just said it. You agree with me. You agree with me. They're hiring a guy for what reason? Because apparently, the little kids are going to think, a Jew is not really supposed to if he doesn't have to. He should really have a guy do it. And next week, when there's going
to
be a delay.
He's not supposed to do the driving.
Okay. You're saying a fine point, and Ramosha will address.
I'm not agreeing with it. I'm just telling you.
Good. We're on the same page.
Apparently, Rabbi Heinemann must feel
okay,
this way.
Fine. I don't know what the Metzias in Baltimore is. I'm just really, you're seeing how the Taz would think about that issue. Fine. Look at my three dots here in the Taz. Point number one. Hold on, please. We find numerous scenarios in the Gemara where the Gemara tells us the words Machshilon La'azilavo, meaning you're allowed to do an Isser now, not because there's a Heter to do it now, but because of
tomorrow,
something later that will be a problem. So therefore, we're going to be Matir Heter now. Point B by the dot.
By Doraisis? We do have this by Doraisis.
Great question. I don't remember offhand. Point B. The Yushalmi that I pointed at the beginning of the shiur. If a rabbi's congregant even asks the rabbi a shaila, that's bad. Kosher case, certainly you shouldn't do things that will cause people to not do Chil Shabbos. If the rabbi didn't educate his community that they should know instinctively, immediately that to be Chil Shabbos, certainly the rabbi should not do something to make people actually think that it's also to be Mechal Shabbos. And here the rabbi is saying, get a guy. That means he's educating people, don't to be Mechal Shabbos to save a life. And here we are told that rabbis are supposed to educate their community so effectively that they shouldn't even ask a shayla in the first place. They should just go ahead and save a life immediately. Third point, we have an explicit Gemara. V'su, d'ha amrinan b'zeh, v'chol harzorez harezeh meshubach. How could you tell me, if I tell you this is a mitzvah l'mahadrin, and at the same time say, but you should do it with a guy, that's an oxymoron. That doesn't jive. If you're saying it's a harezeh meshubach, kol hazoriz harezeh mistaker, that's a wonderful thing, do it fast, do it quickly, how could you be saying, really shouldn't be doing it, get somebody else to do it? These are the Taz's questions on the Rambam. And therefore, we're not going to go through the rest of the Taz. The rest of the Taz explains every line of the Gemara. Last week we saw there were two lines of the Gemara. The Gemara had two phrases, one about Goyim and Ketanim, and a second line about Nashim and Avadim. The Taz is going to explain what those two stages are. But I want to show you something. Just look on the bottom paragraph. Avalikara demilsa shelo yashkiach al ha'akum kol ikar. Don't pay attention at all to an Eino Yehudi. If you see a definitive danger, and there's even a possibility of saving, forget about a guy. Even if though the guy is right in our front of us, he's in the garage, he's in the driver's seat. Now he does something funny. The Achronim jump on this Taz. Now he says something funny. The Jew will do it faster. It sounds like I'm worried that the guy is not going to be as fast. I'm permitting it only because the Jew is going to do it faster. Before he said something different. Before he said the other Svara, the Svara of the Ran, that even if it will be just as fast, But next week, you're gonna, somebody will think they have to find the guy. Okay, the Achronim try to figure that out. Could be his concern for both things. And therefore, he says, what about that which the Rama says, this is our minhag? Taz says the Taz, last five words, pretty funny. It's a bad minhag. It's the minhag, great, a terrible minhag. It's a terrible minhag. There are some minhagim like that, right? There's a minhag called the Kiddush Club. It's a minhag Yisrael, right? It's a bad minhag. Yes, it's on tape, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Rabosai, this point that we were talking about Baltimore, there's a Yid, I think he lives in Williamsburg, Rav Harpinus, who wrote, probably dozens of Sfarim. I think he has like 8 Sfarim just on Hilchas Shabbos. And then he has lots of other Chalakim of Shulchan Aruch. He has a Sefer called Nishmas Shabbos, and he asks, he deals with our question. And he makes this point that I think we are articulating, especially in this argument that Rabbi Bolzman and I are having about Baltimore. Look at what Rav Harpinus says in Sefer Nishmas Shabbos in source number 12. According to what we just explained, Ulai kishemovilin chol beis acholim, when you transport a chol to the hospital, ayidei ambulance, who should drive? Look what he says. Aser lahachmir lahovila ayidei akum. It should be aser to have a guy drive. Why? Because what's going to happen? All the Jewish kids who are staring at the ambulance go by, who do they see in the driver's seat? Somebody not wearing Shabbos clothes. Somebody who doesn't look like a Jew. What are they going to learn? They're going to learn that, Hatzalah, which works according to, you know, according to Jewish law, makes sure that they don't have a guy be Mechal Shabbos. And what are they going to learn? They're going to learn that maybe you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. That's the concern that we just saw in the Taz, which is going back to the Rishon and the Ran's concern, and therefore it should be usher, according to the Svar of the Taz, as passed by Rav Harpinus, in fact, that it should be usher for a guy to drive the ambulance for Hatzalah, even if it will not be a time delay, because the concern that people will get the wrong message. How does the Mishnah Berurah passkin on this? The Mishnah Berurah, if you look carefully, is going to do a double take. Let's look at his word, but you're going to have to read it really carefully. One word of the Mishnah Berurah, we're going to have to read very carefully. But let's just see one or two points first, then we'll get to that one word. The Mishnah Berurah points out that if, of course, you're going to have any delay, don't do a shinoi, don't do a, even though the Rama says do a guy, don't do a guy if it's going to cause a time delay. Fine. He says, when the Rama says that it's ideal to do it with a guy, says the Mishnah Berurah, in source 13, Lamed Vav, Sifkat Lamed Vav, Hu Adon Aydei Ketanim. Says the Rama holds, just like you do a shinui, so too the Rama says you should have a guy do it or a child do it. Same thing, someone who's not mitzvah. That's the psak of the Rama. V'chein Agim, that's what the Rama says, that there's a minhag to have a Jew, I'm sorry, to have a guy or a child violate Shabbos if possible, if there's no time delay. Look at the next few words very carefully. V'ataz kasav delav minhag v'asikinhu. There's not a minhag of the righteous. There's not a good minhag. Da'afsha yachal la'asos ayde eino yehudi, even though it's possible, the Taz is, even though you could do it with a guy, mikom akom ha'yisrael, how could he finish the sentence? The Mishnah Berurah has two ways he could finish the sentence. He could say, even though you could do it with a guy, don't do it with a guy because you could fill in the blank with two possibilities. He could say, don't do it with a guy because people are going to learn that you need a guy and next week somebody's going to get delayed treatment.
Right.
He doesn't say that. What does he say?
It's faster. It's quicker.
Because maybe the Israel is going to be quicker. That's funny. Yes, the Taz said these words at the end of his tshuva, but at the beginning of the tshuva, he said a different reason. So, if we have a Formula One race car driver that we hire for Hatzalah, and this guy, we know he loves speeding. He's coming to the Hatzalah with more speeding tickets than anyone else in New York State, right? So this is the guy we want. He's a guy. He's not going to be Miss Atzel. He's just as fast. He's faster. He's the best driver around. So So maybe this one of the Mishnah Brura would say that you should use the guy. According to the other svar that we were learning, that the beginning of the Taz, when he was quoting the Ran, said that no, our concern, I don't care what the name of the guy sitting in the driver's seat is. The point is, if the children are going to see, if people are going to see, not just children, if people will see that you're only having a guy or you're trying to have a guy drive, they're going to learn the wrong message, and next week when they can't find the guy immediately, there'll be a delay because they're going to be looking for that guy and they won't find him so quickly and there'll be a delay in treatment. So the Mishnah Brura is a little bit, it's a little bit of a challenge to appreciate this line of the Mishnah Brura. Obviously he knew what he was writing, but it's you see that it's a little bit touchy. Okay, we're basically at the finish. We're almost at the finish line for tonight. Yeah.
So the premise is to be low budget. I mean, the volunteers, they spend the money on the equipment and on what is best for the patient, but they have their workers are volunteers.
100%. The workers are volunteers.
If you have a guy who you're paying.
No. Keep in mind, you're talking about what's the financial involvement. You're talking about hiring somebody one day a week who to do what? To drive. How much money are we talking about? Yes, for 24 hours. Let's say he gets $15 an hour?
Sure.
Okay, so we're talking about $300 a week. $300 for a Shabbos, a little bit more. Let's say $350 a week. So that's about $12,000 a year. I assure you that anyhow, $12,000 a year is not even going to pay for walkie-talkies for 20 people. And Baruch Hashem, when you have Hatzolah with 130-some-odd people, $12,000, again, every dollar is precious, but it's a drop in the bucket if that's what keeping Shabbos calls for. Okay. But let's move on. We basically made the main points that we need to make tonight. I just want to add one or two points. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav is the Baal HaTanya. Baal HaTanya is not just a people think of him when it comes to Chabad and Hashkafa, but the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is one of the most absolutely incredible poskim on the ranks of the greatest achronim on the Shulchan Aruch. And look, how does he paskin? Does he paskin like the Ramah, that you should have a guy? Does he pask like the Taz, that you should have that the Yisrael should do everything? Look at the third paragraph, please, on source number 14. Let's say you want to have a guy do the work. You don't want to be mechalal Shabbos, right? Every time you press the accelerator, every time you press the brake, a good chance you're violating another issue of the rice. It could happen dozens of times, hundreds of times on the way to a hospital. Could you imagine hundreds of chive skila? Third paragraph. Vlod, el afilim ba yisrael hachmer al atzmo. A yid wants to be machmer on himself. Last he'll say denachri katan. He'll have his 12-year-old son drive the car. My son would love that, especially with lights and sirens. Or he just doesn't want to be Torah himself. Oh, she'en rotz l'trach b'atzmo. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, look how he presents this situation. It's not just like, until now we've been saying, the Ramah says you should use a guy, and the Taz says you don't need to use a guy, you shouldn't use a guy. Look at the way the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Znusach, presents it. Yesh isr b'davar medivrei sofrim. There's an isr d'rabbanan to use a Jew. Oh my gosh, this just flipped. What the Ramah said you should do? The Ramah said you should have a guy? Comes to Shulchan Aruch HaRav and says, not only shouldn't you, but if you do, you violated an Issa D'Rabbanan.
To use a guy,
right. If you use a guy, it's a violation of an Issa D'Rabbanan. Why? The svar that we've been saying, the Ran, that if you're going to do it today with a guy, the next week people think you're going to need a guy, you're going to end up having delayed treatment next week. And that's just a very important diuk of how the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is menaseach this Isser. Okay, now let's finish off tonight with one or two points from the Aruch HaShulchan, again from the Gedolei HaAchronim, a later generation, right? The Shulchan Aruch HaRav lived in the late 1700s, and now the Aruch HaShulchan is at the beginning of the 1900s, end of the 18th, beginning of the 1900s, much more current, just a little bit before the Mishnah Brura. I want to look at source number 17, which is part of the Aruch HaShulchan. Let's do just this point. This whole discussion of doing a shinui, of having a guy do it, is all based on one premise, one word, d'chuya. As opposed to hutra. If it's hutra, then if today is Tuesday, if Saturday is, turns into Tuesday by his kol sheyesh basakana, then everything goes. Do it regularly. Do it with a Yisrael. It's mutter. There's no Shabbos today. Where do we get this word hutra and d'chuya from? This word emanates not from Hilchus Shabbos, but from Hilchus Tuma. In Tuma, we have a shaila Tuma hutra b'tzibur or d'chuya b'tzibur. We're not going to get into that sugya, but let's just see what the question is. Let's say you have a case where something's tame, and we want to know if the tzibur is, let's say the whole tzibur is tame, so that means I'm allowed to use something that's tame. Should I go out of my way to try to find something that's tahar? That's the question, source 17. Biyoma, in source 17, Biyoma davavam et beiz, binyan tumma yiduchuyo, hutra omer, sheish nafkamina, le'inyan laha dure, should you pursue ataharin, tahar things? That what? Im yesh tahar mukhana lefanav, if you have something that's tahar, clear and present in front of you, then of course everyone's going to hold, you should use the things that are tahar. The question is going to be, if you have things that are tummy in front of you, okay, let's not get into that, because he rejects that anyway. Let's not get into that, I'm sorry. Fine. Look at the last, we'll finish with the last source, page, source number 19, the end of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, I'm sorry, the end of the Aruch HaShulchan, says the Aruch HaShulchan, the last point, Sif Zion, we're going to finish with this. Yesh lehispali al Rabbeinu HaRama. I don't understand, I wonder about the Rama's Chumrah that you should do Chil Shabbos with a guy. After all, based on the reason that we explained, that we're worried that next week maybe there'll be a delay, it's clear that it should be Aser. Who told us that concern, that we're worried that maybe there'll be a... Right, the Ran's, that's the Ran's understanding of what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, you should do it with the Yisrael. The Gemara says that. And the Ran's explanation is why? Because maybe there will be a delay in treatment next week. Well, if the Gemara is telling that to us, the Gemara says, do it with the Yisrael. Why in the world, specifically, then why in the world would the Rama say, don't do it? The Gemara is worried about Chil Shabbos, Pigach Nefesh for next week. The delay that might be causing treatment because you're looking for a guy. The Gemara says, I'm worried about this. Do Yisrael, do a Golub Yisrael. And comes Rama and says, try to be from, make sure you do it with a guy if you can, if there won't be a delay this week. Came to Hashas Chashash Lazeh, Eich Nomer Da'anan Lochashin Lazeh, Vudvar Tema. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan also comes out like the Taz, and what we have here is a raging machlokas, maybe Baltimore, New York, maybe, but it's certainly a raging machlokas between the Rama, who says that if there's no time delay, one should employ a guy, and the Taz, and the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who conclude, not like the Rama, but rather that even though you will use a shinui when you want to minimize an iser, but that shinui is not going to go to cause you to have a guy involved. And more than that, we saw that they hold it should be dafka aser to use a guy in going to save a person in a case of chilul Shabbos for pikuach nefesh. Be'ezus Hashem, next week we are going to talk about Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuvas on the sugya. It's going to be all about Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuvas. I understand, I was told by the coordinator of Ar Hatzalah that Ar Hatzalah follows the opinions of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein's opinion is not so simple. There are a lot of back and forths in his opinion, different points in history, and I invite you to join us next week for that.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.